Oh, okay. So I want to welcome everybody to our IDC business meeting and to a little fun afterwards. I'm Linda Samulski, and I'm the secretary of IDC. And so we'll start with a board roll call, board member roll call. So Regina is here, and
Half here.
Pam is, I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm halfway here.
Oh, yes. Regina's halfway here. Pam's all the way here. Linda's halfway here. And Vita,
I'm
our
here.
treasurer. Hi, Vita.
Hello.
And board member Joe Green is here.
All the way
And
here,
Jessica
yes.
Mark, all the way here, yes. And Jessica Marcus. Jessica? No, Jessica. Okay. And then now members. So please, your first name from A to G. Please identify
David
yourself.
Mandel.
Oh, David. Anyone else?
First name,
H.
Frank.
Frank
Frank
starts
Welty
with
is here.
F.
Yeah, he's here.
I through T.
Nicolette.
Letters I through T.
Noise.
Nicolette.
Hi.
Hello, Nicolette. No,
Hello.
yes. Anyone else? Stephanie.
Stephanie Jones, and I want to say that as soon as I changed my name to be up to the top of the alphabet, now we do things by first name, first letter. So
Oh,
I'm still down at the
I
bottom.
just want to keep everybody on their toes.
You're moving on up.
Yeah.
You're in the middle now.
Well, I'm in the middle,
Yeah.
but now that we asked for first names, I'm somehow still at the bottom. But at some point,
Oh.
people will
But the
recognize Jones. But
next meeting, I might change it up, so you never
well,
know.
and I also noted that we missed H. I don't know if we have any H's, but yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks.
H through T. Okay, go ahead.
H
All
through
right.
T.
Thank you. I'm here.
H through T. And then to the end of the alphabet, anyone else? Yes?
These are members. If you can
I
unmute,
mean
I know there's
members.
more members.
Sorry. Sorry. Told you I'm only halfway here. Any
Nellie, are
other
you muted?
members?
I know I heard Nellie here. She's a member.
Nellie had a busy day today. She might be asleep.
Do we
Okay.
have a
Anyone else?
host?
Yes, it's Steve Bauer. That's why we're doing this, so he can figure out who's guests and who's members. He's going to label them for the
Okay,
election.
we'll move on to guests. And so let's just have a free for all. So if you are a guest of IDC, please identify yourself.
Audio
Tell
melon.
us your name.
This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hey there.
Welcome.
Hi, good evening. This is Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hey,
Oh,
good to see
Rob.
you. Thank you for dropping by.
And Mary, could you tell us your last name just for the record?
It's Heroyan.
Oh, Mary. Oh, that Mary.
That
Hi, Linda.
Mary.
Hi.
Boston Mary. Hi.
But
Can you
right.
spell it? Can somebody spell
I
it,
know,
please?
sure. It's
Hello,
H.
everyone.
Did you need me to spell
I'm
my
sorry,
last
say
name? I'm sorry.
please.
I thought.
Sure. It's
Yeah, go ahead.
Heroyan. Heroyan.
Thank you. And
Welcome.
this
I'm
is a,
so happy to
and
meet
a,
you
and
over
this
the
is a,
phone. Yeah. Go ahead.
this is a John Ross.
Hi,
John.
John.
Hey,
Welcome.
Sarah here at Paris here on the handy ride.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Anyone else?
Hello, everybody. Vivian here.
Hi, Vivian.
Steve is a member of IDC, so you and Paul know.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
All right.
Anyone else?
Brandon Eslick here. Hi, everybody.
Welcome,
hey,
Brandon.
Good to hear you out here tonight.
Yeah, thank
Brandon.
You.
Welcome. I'm sorry, Brandon? Mm-hmm. I didn't get the last.
Brandon.
Last name Eslick, Eslick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And anyone else? And is Cache here tonight? Cache is a member.
Yeah, I think it's a middle of the night for her too. I'm a Mary's
I know,
here.
It's late. I know Mary's here and it's late back there. So thank you for coming so late.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Regina if we don't have any other guests.
Okay. Does anyone have anything to add to the agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to just approve it as is.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Thanks, second. Linda. Seconded by Joe Green. All in favor that are members?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll move on to the November semi-annual meeting minutes. Everybody got a copy in the email. Are there any questions about the minutes or corrections? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I make a motion. And the minutes were sent out on the 26th of February. So hopefully everyone got them and read them ahead of time. So anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
Motion made by Stephanie Jones, seconded by Linda Samolsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Any opposed?
I think that was reversed, but that's okay.
Any opposed?
Well, if it pleases the court, I would move that Linda be first and I'll second them.
That's fine.
It doesn't we'll matter.
Put that in a minute. Okay.
Got it.
We're moving on to Treasurer's Report. Vita, you're up.
Okay. Well, we have a Treasurer's Report that was sent to the board on March 8th. So that was very recent. So I didn't do a new one. So I'm not sure how much information you want me to put out here.
So this is an annual meeting. So just the basics where we're
okay.
at.
Yeah. So we currently have 31 members, which is really exciting. And our current balance is $1,365.63. Any more information you want me to?
We haven't had a lot of expenditures either. Just, I think the.
No.
Yeah.
We paid our affiliate dues, which is $75. That was recent. And then we have PayPal service fees when people pay by PayPal, which was only 45 cents.
Don't break the bank.
Yeah, right. And so that's really it. I'm not, what I can do, if you, it's up to Regina, I can send this to the entire group.
That would be good just for informational purposes. Do any okay. members have questions for Vita? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to our elections. And we have Paul Patchy here, not a member of IDC, to help us with counting if need be. Thank you so much, Paul, for taking time to do this.
Steve, with a question.
Yes.
Just trying to make sure I have all the folks that are guests marked as guests. Okay. Is Vivian a member?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Vivian's a member.
And what about John?
No. He's a guest.
Okay. I will mark him then. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. I will turn this over to our nominating chair, Stephanie Jones, for our slate of candidates.
All right. So, greetings on behalf of my committee, which included Dan Smith and Linda Samulski. Thanks to both of them and you, Linda, because I don't believe Dan is here, but thank to the committee for assisting with the nominating process and coming up with our slate. Excuse me. So I am pleased to announce the following slate of candidates for your consideration tonight. That would be Vice President Pam Metz.
Hmm.
No editorializing.
I didn't say anything.
As I said, Vice President Pam Metz, Treasurer Vita Zavalle, and Board Director 1, Joe Green. That is the slate of candidates. And of course, nominations are always accepted from the floor, should there be any. What we did ask and said in the email for guests who may not be aware, we did ask respectfully that if you are going to nominate someone from the floor, that you have prior approval from them to do so, to hopefully spare anyone an embarrassing or awkward moment. And that is it.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Welcome.
All right. We're going to begin our elections. Again, we'll do voice votes. If we have to raise hands, we'll go there. But we're going to start off with voice votes. Okay. We are opening up for Vice President, and Pam Metz is on the slate. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor?
I move the nominations be closed and that Pam Metz be elected by acclamation as Vice President.
Second.
Okay, moved by David, seconded by Molsky. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions for the record? Okay, we'll move on to Treasurer. Vita Zavalle has been recommended by the nominating committee. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor?
Madam President, I move to close the elections and vote Vita Zavalle in by acclamation.
Okay.
That was Nikki.
Okay, Nikki. So motion made by Joe Green, seconded by Nikki. Nicolette Noy.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions for the record? All right. Now we are going to move on to the Board Director 1 position. Joe Green has been placed in nomination by the nominating committee. Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor? Are there any nominations from the floor?
Madam President, I move that nominations be closed and that Joe Green be accepted as Board Director 1 by acclamation.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Linda Samulski. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions for the record? Okay. We have Joe elected by acclamation, Vita Zavoli elected treasurer, and Pam Metz elected vice president. Thank Yay. You to everybody. And thank Yay. You, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, you guys as well.
Thank you for helping us with our elections. All right. Oh, I did neglect to say one thing, and it's the president's report, so I'll just put it here. If during our call there's someone that has background noise or has jaws interfering or something like that, and I do hear someone's jaws actually just at an opportune moment. So if you someone's jaws is coming over, so if you could wait for the chair to say something, and if you think I'm not paying attention to it, please address the chair and, you know, say something like, you know, Madam Chair, there's background noise and I can't hear, or something like that. But address me. And I think that will help. And that way everyone won't be yelling out at once. If that happens, sometimes it happens on calls because we all have technical things, and sometimes they're resolvable and sometimes they're not, but I think it would help the order. So that's the first thing. I also want to thank everybody who has made this year a wonderful year in IDC. We always have our challenges, and this organization in general is having challenges, but I love the effort, the encouragement, the involvement, and I really appreciate all of you and what you give to IDC. I want to encourage everybody to register for the virtual convention. And people will say, why do I have to register? I can vote. I can listen on ACB Media. If you register, you can participate. Of course, we want real live people. We don't want to have little cutouts, you know, virtual cutouts like they did during the pandemic. And I want to welcome Cachet Wells, a member as well. She's just arrived for the recording for the role. So, but we just, you know, I want to encourage people. We would like people participating. It's our 90th anniversary. I would love to break our attendance just by having way more people come to our 90th than ever. So invite friends, invite people, tell them we're celebrating our anniversary. And we're going to try to have some special things throughout just for you. And Sarah, is there anything you want to say about convention?
Well, you know, I also want to remind folks to continue to go to all of our pre-convention events. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on. And, you know, this is probably one of the only affiliates of ACB that does this type of thing where it's a whole month of fun before our main event and we have to get down to business. So definitely take advantage, invite your friends. If you can share the link, it's absolutely okay, because that's how we get people to participate. So, and Andrea, did you want to add anything? That's my partner in crime. Oh, she may be busy. All right. Thank you, Regina. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. We appreciate you coming to our event. I know that you're traveling on a handy ride, or you were.
So I'm home now. Hooray.
Yay. Yay. Okay. You didn't get a bad surprise.
Thank you.
I'd also like to encourage people to vote in our upcoming elections for CCB. Again, this is our voice. Vote on resolutions, come in. Even if you don't know quite, you know, what's going on, it's okay to come in and listen, and you'll figure it out. You can ask questions. There's lots of time to participate. And I'm encouraging people in IDC to do that. You'll get a voting code. That's going to come by email for most of you. If you don't have email, you'll be called with the voting code. So everyone gets to vote. There'll be instructions, and I'm encouraging our members to do that. There is an African-American listening session this Sunday. As soon as the community email comes out, I will be sending those. And so, you know, I'll send out the Zoom information for it. So be looking for that. You do not have to be African-American to participate. It's where there's some listening and then a time for everyone to participate. They have role playing or certain scenarios that they set up that everybody participates in. So it's really a worthwhile thing put on by the Multicultural Affairs Committee. Again, we often partner with them for our guests, and we often will share their events and they share ours. Mary is here. She serves on the Multicultural Affairs Committee. And of course, so does Pam Metz. And I don't think I'm missing anyone. And then
you're missing yourself.
Oh, and I serve on the Multicultural Affairs Committee as well. Members of Blind Pride International also work closely with us. We often partner with them as well, and we share events back and forth. So we like to keep connected with everybody that's working on diversity in any way. And the last thing, Cheryl, the chair of the Multicultural Affairs Committee, is trying to bring all affiliates, committees, and people that are working on diversity in the different states together to talk and to network. And so that's something in the works to keep an eye on the national level. Okay. Does anyone have any questions for me before I turn it over to my wonderful committee chairs? Okay. If not, we'll move on to the membership committee, Linda Samolsky and Joe Green. Take it away, guys.
Hey.
You want to go first, Joe?
You can go. Ladies first, as they say.
Well, today's International Woman Day, so hello and greetings to all my sisters out there. We, the membership committee has been working hard with the state CCB meet membership committee to complete the resolution on aggregate data that was passed last convention. So we've partnered with them to write a letter for the Blind California. And so we've had a listening session as well. After the convention, I think that we need to start working on outreach. We still have the postcards that were made up. That was a team effort, and we'd like to send those out to different organizations and different chapters. So if you'd like some postcards, email Regina, and she will be happy to send them, right, Regina, to different organizations so that we can increase our membership. But more than ever, right now, we need to work together in fighting the discriminatory things that are happening throughout the country. And so we need members more than ever now to help us, to collaborate with us, to hold hands with us and walk on this journey together, because it's going to be a hard one. Throughout this next few months, especially. So that's what I see in the future, that we want to distribute the cards and we want to work more on outreach. Joe?
As you guys know, the whole purpose of IDC is it's basically the intersection of blindness along with ethnicity and all kind of other different things. We want equality amongst everybody. That's I've always been one of our things. What we're definitely like Linda said, we're working on the resolution passed last year. We are working hard on that. That will help us get grants and things like that. What we want to work on is getting like-minded organizations working together. Like Regina mentioned, one of the things Cheryl in the Multicultural Affairs Committee for the national level is working is going to partner with all the diversity, equity, and accessible or disability committees and affiliates. We have always wanted to work on outreach to like-minded organizations as well. So we'll be doing more of that in the future. And that's just our job. We need people, whether you believe in this in our mission, we need you. We definitely need extra people to help us. And no, color does not matter. We need everybody's help. Because if people are unequal to whether you're African American, Italian Americans, or if you just consider yourself Caucasian, all of that is against what we stand for. So we welcome everyone. So anyway, I guess that's pretty much it from me. Okay.
Great. You guys did some wonderful listening sessions, I want to mention, and hopefully maybe some more in the future are planned.
Yeah, we're going to work on some more of those.
I think with the things, with the way things are going right now, I think that it's inevitable that we have more listening sessions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions for Linda or Joe?
This is Stephanie.
Go ahead.
Linda and Joe, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think IDC membership did a wonderful job on the postcard. And if you guys are comfortable trying to describe it, I think it would be wonderful for people to hear and know what's on the card. And I understand if you're not, because that wasn't a part of what you asked, but. Yeah.
Oh, just a second.
I'd like to bring it up because I'd like to be accurate on it. I have an idea.
The beautiful card.
Wonderful card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
It was a joint effort.
You can write to Regina and get these cards. If you go to a center for the blind or even an access center to independence, any place that you think that this card would be well received and that, you know, people would tell others about us, please write to Regina and she will get those cards to you. And even guests, if you go to a center, write to Regina and get the cards because they are beautiful. The message is beautiful. And so we're very, very, very proud of those cards. And that was a team effort.
Okay. And what I have is the text. It doesn't describe the picture, but the picture is on both sides. And it's of an African-American woman hiking, wearing a backpack. She's reaching up out to the sky and she's climbing up this beautiful mountain. It's a wonderful visual that someone made for us. And it has an IDC logo, which is different skin tones of hands in a circle, just like overlapping, like in a circle, and then in the middle, kind of diagonally, it says IDC. So that's
all the hands coming together.
Yes, all hands coming together. And this is the text. On the front, it says, "We invite you to join us, Inclusive Diversity of California, IDC. One, assist people of color to obtain information on living with vision loss. Two, advocates for racial and ethnic justice for all blind and low vision Californians. Three, promotes cultural awareness in a safe, mutually respectful atmosphere. Four, encourages allies to join us in advocating for equity for all people. And five, collaborates with other communities." And it says, "Striving towards social justice." All right, so that was part of five. Let me read that again. I broke it up in a strange way because of my display. Okay, so five reads, "Collaborates with other communities striving towards social justice." There. And on the back, it has our logo with the hands. And then it says, "To join or donate, email," and it's membership at idcofccb.org. And then call, and it has our phone number, 408-409-6634, Inclusive Diversity of California, IDC, an affiliate of the California Council of the Blind, CCB, celebrating unity, honoring diversity. Okay.
I just got
a lot of little postcards.
I love the tagline.
Yeah. Love that. Love the last line.
Isn't that our
on everything. Yeah. Now.
That's our mission.
Yeah, our mission, exactly. Yeah. No comment.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Go
this
ahead.
Is Mary, could I just ask a question? That sounds wonderful, the postcard. Wondering what size postcard that will be on?
It's not large. I don't remember.
Six by nine or something?
I think it's a 5x7.
A 5x7.
Wow. Okay. And are you able to print that out yourself? Are you having a printer do it? You know, going to
a printer did it. And then we have a Braille template to make Braille copies, thanks to Stephanie Jones. And she also make large print copies.
Yeah. We also just have a generic flyer that we can send without, you know, the decorations and the logos and stuff. It's just a generic flyer. So whichever way you want it, you got it.
That's wonderful. And the large print version would be still on a postcard size?
No, that comes out on paper. That
on
has
paper.
To
okay.
be done on paper.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Any more questions for Linda or Joe? Okay. Thank you, guys. And thank you for all your hard work, membership committee. They are a hardworking committee. They regularly meet. I'm very, very proud of them. And our
program.
It's my pleasure.
Exactly.
Together, hardworking committee is the program committee, which as of now consists of Pam Metz and Stephanie Jones. Go ahead, ladies, take it away.
Well, I will defer to Pam.
That's cute.
And let her defer back to me if she likes, because she is the chair that I'm privileged to serve under as co-chair. I know we're co-chair, but Pam was here first, and I'm, you know, very honored to serve alongside you, Pam. So you tell me how you like to proceed.
We work together. We brainstorm together, and then we tell Regina, and then she changes our minds and she does what she wants anyway. So, but we have a lot of fun planning the programs. And The next couple will be, I think we're going to lean towards, we haven't decided yet, actually. I know Regina has an attorney. She wants us, she has gotten in contact with, so we will work on that one. But mm-hmm. also, we haven't decided on what we're going to do towards the summer yet. We haven't really talked about that yet, but mm-hmm. we'll come up with something.
And I will jump in here, as Pam mentioned. Regina has been in connection with an attorney, and this particular attorney, he has dealt with CCB civil rights, prison rights, I believe, for people with disabilities, and the intersectionality of all of that. Okay. So,
it's, okay. so that's who you it, guys. Yeah, he contacted you back, right?
Yes.
And yes. Okay. Okay.
I think he's blind too, or visually impaired, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You sound like an interesting fellow. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And you know, this we reached out earlier, and he finally was able to get back in touch with us. So it looks like we'll be able to put him in the program.
In the queue. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, I think we'll have a book chat, because we like book chats. And we know we can't always have them, but we have some time to have one later in the year. This past month, February, of course, we did Black History Month celebration. And yeah, it was a good presentation. And that's our teaser. We won't give you all details on what we did do, but we are happy to
come up
share.
With some ideas. And if anybody has any programs they would like to see, send us a message.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can see what we can do. But send us a message. We can see what we can do. We did read, and I'm going to mention this book, Regina. I'm sorry, I have to. I have to, because we read a book with MCAC called Homegoing, and I think everybody needs to read it just to understand the historical factual parts of it when it happens with the different African tribes kidnapping each other and selling each other, and what happens in the course of shipping people across the ocean in chains or on top of each other. I just think everybody needs to read the book. It's called Homegoing. I don't have the DB number. Who's the author again? I keep forgetting her name. That's a shame.
Jesse.
Gorgeous mm-hmm. book. Well written book. And I think everybody should read it. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay.
So yeah, that's our report. Thank you.
That's our report.
Any questions for Stephanie or Pam? And you know, I can send out emails, so announcements will be on the way when they're ready.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for a drawing, isn't it, Rita?
Yes, a drawing.
Yay!
So I have a list of, this include guests, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a list of 17 people. And I'm going to get a random number. So, Echo, random number between 1 and 17.
Here's a number between 1 and 17. It's 2.
2.
Oh, random.
Oh, my gosh. 2 is Regina Brink.
Oh, well, I'll defer. Let's get another random number.
Okay. Echo, random number between 1 and 17.
Here's a number between 1 and 17. It's 5.
5. Joe Green.
Oh.
He's liking the low numbers right. today.
We did not read that square. That's great. All
so,
right.
Joe, are you accepting it? It's a $25 gift card, and you can choose either Amazon or Walmart.
Take it.
I didn't even know about it, but
No, I don't want to take it. We have too many guests and too many
You're
other
batting
members.
1,000, Alexa.
Well, we're gonna do another one. So I would encourage
we'll
you
do
to take
one more.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you want Amazon or Walgreens?
Walmart or Amazon?
Amazon. Oh, Walmart? Sorry, Walmart, yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart or Amazon? I want
yes.
Amazon.
Okay.
I know he wants Amazon.
Oh, God.
Put me in Amazon.
Did you want to do another one now, Regina, or after?
After our game, because I want everyone to participate in the game.
Okay. Well, we're ready. I'm ready to have some fun. Otherwise, I'm tired.
You officially close the business meeting. I move to adjourn the. Oh, no, I can't.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Vita. Second.
Vita and then Joe. Yeah.
All in favor of adjourning the business portion of our meeting? Please
say
aye.
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 Did we ask for people opposed? Any opposed?
Okay. I love that one. Any opposed?
Regina?
Yes, at 8:15 p.m. for the minutes. Go ahead, Vita.
So before we start the game, I'd like to put a plug in for tomorrow at 4 p.m. We are having our women's group meeting. Yay. It's going to be fun. We're going to do women's history. So we're going to play a game. We're also going to do an icebreaker. So please join us 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Right.
Well, if she can plug the women's, I want to plug Kahlua. So there.
Oh, well, I mean, I can go on and plug a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Read your schedule.
Give me more picks. Kahlua will be having its annual business meeting tomorrow and elections. And we will also be having our librarian speak tomorrow. And I have a project that I'm working on that we will be mentioning tomorrow. Our meeting is from 1 to 3. I almost said 4. But 1 to 3 because I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to the women's one too. So it's 1 to 3 and tomorrow. So
look, basically, we're going to be on the phone all afternoon.
Pretty
grab
much.
Coffee, grab libations. If you don't do coffee, grab some tea, desserts, whatever.
Yeah.
Keep going. All right.
Are we recording the game?
No.
We don't need to record the game. Or I don't know. It might be fun to listen to because we have little history vignettes. Let's keep it, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll cut it apart and make it like, you know, fun. People right. can the game if they
Regina, it's David.
Yes, David.
I'd like to make a plug for Sunday. We're going to have a discussion about getting from here to there and back again, transportation. It's going to be an interactive discussion from 1 to 2:30, and I hope people will attend because I hear people complaining about transportation issues every day, not just from the blind community, but from many people in CCB. And I would like to start working seriously on transportation issues and working on advocacy and finding ways to reach out to local and regional agencies so that we can start even perhaps considering moving to the state level at some point. So I hope people will. I'd like to hear from CCB members as to what their concerns are. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And anybody else with anything on the weekend, let's confine it to Saturday and Sunday, or we'll be here all night. But Saturday and Sunday, any other announcement?
Yes.
Sarah.
Okay, I heard Sarah. And who else?
Vita.
And Vita. Okay, Sarah, go ahead.
Well, I'll go first, and only because the thing I want to announce is first. It's tomorrow at 11. You know, if you want to come and, you know, hear some whereases and do some resolves and, you know, be... hear people all argue right, over semicolons. Please come. It's a very interesting time. It'll be 11 to 12:30. Thank
so
you.
Resolutions. Yeah.
I like semicolons. Anyway.
Tell us about your event, Vita.
Okay. two events. There is at 3 to 4:30. It's fun. We're going to play what's called Common Bonds. So it's just going to be fun for an hour and a half.
Is that
so,
on
Zoom? Yeah, come and play. David loves this game. And I played it a lot with my chapter, and it'll be a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me of the Sesame Street, you know, which of these things belong together? Can you guess which one of them?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And then from 5 to 7 is the GSGDHI business meeting, and we are having a program, which is so exciting. Someone from GDB is coming to talk to us about their O&M program.
I went to that program.
And they're coming to speak to us. It's nationwide. So please spread the word. We really want, you know, when people are coming in from outside, we really like to get a lot of people to join. So because someone's coming to speak on a Sunday night, you know, we want to make sure that their time is worth it. Okay, thanks. Let's move along.
Yay.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Debbie. Everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.